at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
Alan.
Hey, Chris.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Had a great morning. We both had a great morning. You've had a lot on your plate, and I've had a lot on my plate, and some successes have popped up. And I think that's kind of, you know, maybe what we want to talk about today is listening for opportunities. And both you and I have been in the case where, oh, maybe our ears weren't open, but they have been lately, and they have been the last several months. And listening for opportunities seems to be a real key for entrepreneurial success.
For sure. You know, I think it's awareness, especially, you know, again, when you are an entrepreneur and you're in situations, I think it's key. You know, I've been a sales guy, as you know, most of my life. So it was ingrained into me to always listen more than I speak, but always listening for an opportunity to expand, you know, the discussion, especially with the person I was having the discussion with. So yeah, listening for opportunities is certainly a skill when you are an entrepreneur that you should really start to dive into. And, you know, for that matter, anybody really, no matter what, you know, line of business you're in, I think everybody can learn from that concept.
I think you're totally right. You know, I think in business, you know, in most business is regulated by commerce. And what I mean by that is just, well, in the, you know, the raw and real piece, it's, you know, how much money's in your pocket? How much money can I get from this? What kind of economic advantage can I gain from this activity today? And so we're preoccupied with our mission and our focus and the questions and the tactics and the ideas we want to cover with whoever we're in front of. And we forget the fact that if we just listen 90% of the time before asking the right questions, we're going to get the in we need or an opportunity to deliver value that we had not anticipated. Because remember, the person that we're talking with really doesn't know the value that we're bringing at that moment in that conversation. They don't know why we're there. They don't know what our cachet is. But if we just listen to the conversation, chances are that the opportunity that will present itself will be far greater than the focus we had coming into the conversation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, asking questions is something that I think, you know, if you ask good questions, you're going to be able to see that. And quite frankly, the opportunities do come from, you know, dialogue. You know, you and I, for example, when we first met, we obviously had some, you know, conversation, but then it led to questions, and then those questions led to opportunities. And now here we are, you know, a couple years later, and we're doing this show. We've got lots of and numerous things going behind the scenes that are going to be announced soon. But it's because we both provided value. And I think that that is key when you are looking for opportunities and you're listening in for opportunities is what value can I bring to the table? And in turn, what value is the other person going to be able to provide, especially when you're looking to, you know, maybe expand to your, you know, your point about economics and looking at business opportunities. For one, you know, this show's certainly designed around, you know, those things, because we know that the rising billions, you know, mm-hmm. the entrepreneur, the new economy entrepreneur is certainly starting to sprout and around the world, you know, in places that you would, you know, maybe not, you know, even think of, or even, you know, for that matter, know that they exist. But, you know, the world's becoming smaller, technology's helping with that. But you have to really bring value to these conversations. And that's really where the opportunities start to blossom.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And to your point about bringing value, because you know, the technology has advanced and it's made kind of an even playing field for all ages and all demographics. Many people of those ages and demographics are, you know, being presented the same opportunities. And, you know, the key for, I know for me in growth, and you and I have talked about this, is as we are attracting different demographics, you know, just, you know, in an evergreen way, maybe not by, you know, specific focus. But, you know, you've got, let's just say the different generations. You got Gen X and Y and Z and P and Q and all of those that are outside the baby boomer, which is where, you know, I belong. And I believe you're probably on the tail end of that, is that they're looking at the same opportunities, whether or not they have the resources and the experience or not. But they look at these and they sort extremely fast. And so the value that you're bringing, the content that you're bringing, your message, you know, has to be quick and clear, or those demographics are going to sort you out and make way for others that can concisely talk about the value that they're bringing and the benefits that they have to offer. And I don't think that's an arrogant piece. I think that's probably good for everybody, regardless of your age, your demographic, is to be able to concisely offer, you know, what it is that you're doing. And that, of course, transcribes down to your family and your individual relationships as well.
Right. And I couldn't agree more. You know, I'm Generation X, actually. So my frame was in with, you know, after the baby boomers, and, you know, got its name from, I guess if you know, the term Generation X has been used obviously through history as well. And that's another thing. I mean, it seems to get used over and over again. But I think, you know, quite frankly, during this time, they really didn't have a lot of insight to what was going to happen after the war and after all the different things that were going on in the Second World War. And, you know, a lot of new age stuff was coming as well. You know, you think, you know, Billy Idol, punk rock was born, you know, during that time frame of the X, you know, generation as well. So, that's the time frame I come from. You know, I think one of the best questions that I learned to really ask when I was engaged in conversation, and again, you know, it's not always looking for economics, but, you know, generally speaking, when I was involved in, you know, different events I'd go to, you know, everybody's looking for, you know, those opportunities. But one of the things I learned to ask is, how can I help? You know, how can I help someone else? And unequivocally, you know, I know that is one of the basis to being successful, is when you can help others be successful. And, you know, maybe they're already successful at what they're doing, but you can help them expand that. And I think that when you offer up help, you know, people generally will reciprocate, you know, reciprocate that and give back. And I think that that's one of the things that definitely have driven, you know, my businesses in the past, or any opportunity that has come to light.
I totally agree. It has to do with building your character. And, you know, to go a little deeper on that topic, is I think a lot of, well, I don't know if it has anything to do with age or not, but I think a lot of people give and offer, you know, their services in anticipation or in expectation of reciprocation. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, giving of your resources, whatever that may be, time, that might be energy, it might be, you know, who knows what it might be. It doesn't necessarily have to, like I say, be any kind of economical contribution. It just has to be, you know, wisdom, you know, time, effort, energy, you know, whatever the case may be, without the expectation of return. And for, I think for a lot of people, that's a selfless act that they're, you know, they struggle with. And, you know, especially when you've got somebody that's young and starting out in life or starting out in business, they're looking, you know, for aid and for assistance. And the first thing we says, you know, what, you know, first thing, you know, maybe a mentor might say is scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. And that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about here is being open and honest and transparent about the value that you're bringing and offering that without consideration in the whole goal of helping someone else or helping, helping another entity, you know, reach their level of success or the next iteration of effort, whatever it is they're trying to, you know, obtain without expectation of anything being reciprocated. And for some, that might be a learned process, but I think for most people, that's probably a human trait that we need to practice more.
Sure. And, you know, think about the word help. Really, it, you know, when you think about that, it's providing knowledge, wouldn't you say? It's providing an experience, something that you know that maybe someone else doesn't. And, you know, when you bring that together, essentially it's this concept that, well, put it this way, you and I have and building right now is our mastermind group. And, you know, that came from a discussion. It came from, you know, listening, listening for opportunity. The opportunity presented itself, then flourished into what we're going to be launching really soon, which I'm, you know, super stoked about, because we're going to provide, again, to your point, a ton of value, but then bring others that can also help. So helping is providing knowledge and experience. And, you know, if I think back to that whole coined term, if you want, way back in the 1900s around the mastermind, I'm sure it was used previous, but it really gained momentum, I would say, of being something tangible people can go out and actually look for and create. And it was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And, you know, Napoleon actually said it's the coordination of knowledge and effort of two or more people who work toward a definitive purpose in the spirit of harmony. And that's the key there, is harmony. I mean, let's face it, Alan, in a, you and I created a mastermind.
We did.
We were
without
in harmony.
Without knowing it, I think.
Right.
Without, I mean, intention. Without intention, maybe is a better word.
Without, yeah, sure. And without harmony, we wouldn't have led down the road we're on now. So I think that's key for a lot of people. I mean, you know, this show has shown our growth. It's been transparent, you know, real, raw, if you want to call it. We started one place. We're now at a different place. We've grown. We've been putting it all out there. You know, we talk about, you know, things that, again, you know, if you don't listen to this show, you wouldn't know. But we put it all out there. And, you know, Hill goes on to say, no two minds are, you know, ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible, intangible force, which may be linked to a third mind. And that is the power out there when you can create that. And imagine having, you know, more than just two people and the power and the force that can come from that when you then bring more knowledge in order to, you know, likely solve a problem. I mean, I think that's the best business in the world, to solve problems. I think that's the best shows to listen to, is helping people solve problems. Our show is designed that way so that we can help people solve maybe some of the problems they have and provide information, not just from you and I, even though, you know, we could probably just have a show, you and I, without, you know, ever talking to, you know, any guests. But you and I both knew that if we brought more people into the fold with different knowledge, we were going to be able to expand that further out into the, you know, world, especially, you know, in our case, with focused on the rising billions.
Right, right. I mean, the mastermind value is a group of people that are, like you said, focused on, you know, one idea. And what's nice is that as you enter the mastermind, figuratively or physically, you leave your baggage, if you will, the door, and you're there then to contribute the best that you have to either solving a problem or creating an opportunity or maybe tools to help either of that. And when you have a group of people that are unselfishly bringing their best, their genius to help solve or create, then that third eye becomes 12 eyes or 15 eyes. It becomes an environment where things that would never be created, could never be thought about, could never be comprehended, because when we do things individually, we can only challenge as good as we know. We can only challenge with the information and knowledge that we have. But when you have a group of people, then you start to challenge things. And I think it's in that challenge where opportunities are created, where new thoughts are developed, where new brainstorming, new avenues of discussion can go, and it's unbridled. And that's the piece that I think is really key, is the unbridled knowledge that will come from that kind of a group of people that are together to focus specifically on a solution to a problem or a solution to an opportunity.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can reach new heights that way as well. I mean, the combination of the minds, and then, you know, you can reach a whole new level in your business or an endeavor that you're after, you know, whether it's, you know, economic and value, or you're, you know, contributing to society. And, you know, imagine launching irresistible new products, you know, consistently and continuously, systematically, and you can really lean on some predictability at that point because of other experience.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, you're adding a whole exponential value when you think about it, when you have a group of people. And, you know, again, that, you know, boils back to how we started off this show, by listening for the opportunity. How can I provide value? Asking good questions, going back and, you know, again, being aware of these things that are available out there. When, listen, woe is you if you've got something going on and, you know, you can't get past it. This is the time to dig deep and go through. And, you know, you and I have been both there before as well.
We have.
And what I know is when you have a lack of resources, that's when you can lean on resourcefulness the most and go out there and find some people that you can collaborate with, whether it's a local, you know, club or a chamber, or you can just go, you know, create some, you know, conversation. You know, if it's a business environment or an event going on, go check it out. And, or, you know, you can actively seek, like, for instance, our mastermind that's coming up, Alan, people will be actively looking for that. And it, you know, albeit it's a high priced mastermind group, but it's designed that way for a reason, because we also have risen to a level at this point in our, you know, life where we've grown, but we all started somewhere. And I can remember, you know, just being even, you know, really young and doing this concept, if you want, by, again, collaborating, getting around people and having discussions. And then that's where ideas germinate. And then when you take some action, things find you. I am, you know, a big believer that events, circumstances, people, places, they all kind of fall into place when, again, you know, you're aware of them. And, you know, it's a big key. And you know, another key is obviously confidence. You have to have some confidence. But I think confidence is also developed through taking, you know, some sort of step, like having some courage, let's say, and just going out there and doing something. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think courage is probably an underused and an underobserved you know, activity, you know, based, you know, to use your words, I think that's a great way to look at it. I think people are afraid, too much afraid of what others think. You know, we've all heard the adage, well, do you really care what your neighbors think about this opportunity or about that challenge because they're not paying your mortgage? Well, that's all great and good, but our lifestyle is an accumulation of the 6, 8, 10 people we hang out with. We've also heard that. And so we've been, you know, we've been forecasted, and maybe forecasted isn't the right word, but we've been, you know, accustomed to, you know, not living outside of our environment. And I think that becomes habitual, and it becomes generational, and almost incestual, if you will. You become part of the environment that you're in, that is economically, that is physically, that is emotionally, probably spiritually, because it's how you do it. And a mastermind, if done correctly by bringing in, you know, different people with different backgrounds, you know, that are sort of focus on the thing, then you break outside of that incestuous environment, and you're really able to get some unique perspectives that you wouldn't have been able to get on your own. But it goes back to what you just said. It goes back to the courage to ask those of difference to be able to help. And you can go ask your friends, you can go ask the people you associate with, but most likely they're going to be and going to have and going to do and going to contribute something similar to you, which is what was attractive to be around them in the first place. You know, and a mastermind is not about that. A mastermind is about creating something bigger and something better. And it doesn't mean you can't have, you know, the circle of influence that you know, but it's about having something different. It's not about it was about having dilution, if you will, but in that having some unique DNA being, you know, injected into the group that gives you different perspective, different opportunities, different ways of thinking, maybe different ways of problem solving. So you take that difference in differentiation, and then you put it in an environment that is meant to create, then you've got exponential abundance that's going to be created out of that. And that's where some true greatness happens.
Yeah, some great points, Alan. And, you know, I think, again, you know, one of the things that you get from circling yourself with others, especially in harmony, is you gain that confidence, increased confidence. And not only that, productivity goes up because now you're accountable and you have other people to be accountable for and to. So I think, you know, it's really important. And let's face it. I think when you get involved in, you know, a group, you should be looking for some things that, you know, you can maybe create an uncontested marketplace, to use our terminology, you know, within our mastermind. Albeit, and this is probably another show, and we will actually, this is a great show topic for us, is the Blue Ocean concept and strategy.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And we'll get probably a couple of shows, because there's some great information out there, and we'll certainly note that and come back and talk about Blue Ocean, because certainly that's what we've been looking at and building, and breaking away, you know, from traditions, to use, you know, our partner's term, getting away from, you know, traditional thinking, and, you know, now opening up this whole new world where you can break away from those, and, you know, really, that's the whole point of a blue ocean, is that you can sail it alone. Or, you know, quite frankly, other companies could be doing the exact same thing, or other people, but it's irrelevant. I mean, competition becomes really irrelevant in those, you know, circumstances. And, you know, let's face it, if you can reshape some of the industry boundaries out there, I think that it could be an amazing ride for you or anybody out there that is looking, you know, to make some changes. So, you know, these shows go so quick, don't they, Alan?
Yeah, it's already been our time. As I'm looking down at our right. clock ticking away here on the recorder, it's already reached our limit.
Well, and, you know, that's why we can come back and talk about, you know, and have part two and part three. And I'm really looking forward to some of the, you know, topics because of the things we've been working on and then them showing up. And not only that, the guest's been amazing, wouldn't you say, in the last, Well, I mean, all our guests are absolutely incredible people and givers and you know, really doing some great service out there. But I would say that because we've been thinking about what we've been doing and working on the things we've been working on, we've been also attracting, let's say, a new caliber of people or, you know, different things that have been going on out there.
And that's exciting. We're moving and shaking and growing to our next position, you know, our next, you know, elevation, whatever that might be. And, you know, we're going to attract the like for that. And that's the way it should be. People should progress. And you know, the show's progressing. And that doesn't devalue where it's come from. Right. It celebrates where it's come from. Because if we didn't have this stuff before, we wouldn't be where we're at now. For sure. We get to bring everybody along with us. That's, another privilege of this show is that everybody that's been on our show has been a fantastic guest. And we get to bring them along this journey. And that's a privilege to be able to be in that position.
I agree 100%. And you know, again, we'll talk more about this. We'll have some, but let's recap a couple of things, Alan. You know, listening for opportunities, putting yourself in positions where you can, you know, provide some value to others and help them. I think, you know, is key. And I think when you do that, wouldn't you say, you know, the awareness of other things will start to show up?
I would agree. Awareness of things you hadn't anticipated, but things that will help you reach where you're headed.
I love
and
that.
I think that's a really big gift of the process.
Beautiful.
And you have to accept that first off, that you're worthy of that and that you can use that and be aware when it arrives.
For sure. Well, Alan, it's always a pleasure doing these shows.
You bet.
And you know, for the audience, Be Bold Nation, as we started to create and certainly got a lot of info back. If you're looking for something, come to info@thinkboldbebold.com. Alan and I will certainly go out there and find it. If you've got any questions or if you want to come and do a rating or comment, come to iTunes. We're now on Google Play as well. And we look forward to having more shows like this. Alan, this is so much fun. I'm having a ton of fun with you.
Likewise. It's fun. It's a privilege to be able to do it. And we're taking time out of our day to be able to do it. And it's a big part of who we are and a big part of our character and our brand. And we want to continue to do that. And to your point, audience, you know, we'd love to hear from you. If you have questions about the topic today, reach out. Ask questions, you know. We're two people. We have a mastermind right here. We'll do whatever we can to help, you know, and you don't have to hire us. Just ask. We're just here to help. That's part of what, you know, part of what our resources is. And it's, you know, part of how we, you know, acquired where we're at. We asked and people helped and we want to make sure that we offer that back out too. So right back at you, big guy. It's been a great show and appreciate you so much.
For sure. And it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.